The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Talk of the Town. My name is Ted Tate, and today I have wandered out of the studio and into the brand new Ice House Brewery, Marina, restaurant, a little of everything. I'm here with the owners, Chuck Woodruff. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning.
And Susan Quinn. Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
And their brewer, Matt Butler.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So I'll start right out asking Chuck and Susan, how did you come upon the Ice House? Was it for, did you know it was for sale? What happened? How did this happen? It's kind of out of the blue from my perspective.
Well, Chuck always wanted a marina. So we, been down in Colonial Beach since 2007. Not 100%, not permanently, but we came down a lot. And he would drive down Monroe Bay Avenue and says, I want one of those marinas. So we stopped at this one. We tried to get it at one point, but it didn't work out. So we said, okay, we're giving up on the marina idea. And then one day, Bob Swain called us and said, the owner wants to sell the marina.
Oh.
And then I'm going to now let Chuck finish the story.
So we had worked through Bob earlier on the first go, and we just couldn't come together on the deal.
Was it officially for sale, or
no.
Had you?
No, we asked Bob, who we've done a lot of real estate business with, to reach out to the owner and see if they'd be interested. And they were interested, but the numbers didn't work. So we just, as Susan said, we said, okay, well, we'll forget about that. And then when Bob called us several months later, we were actually in Roatan, Honduras, and looking at the property down there.
Oh, my.
So we said to Bob, no, we're no longer interested. We're looking to buy a home in Roatan. Well, here we are. We did not buy a home in Roatan. And we were able to work out a deal with the owners, and
So at that point, it sounds like your mind was made up that you just weren't going to do it. What changed your mind back to Colonial Beach?
Well, we have a house here, so we come down here a lot. Okay. And as Susan said, I always wanted to own a marina, and our house is just five houses down. It was very close. So the big factor was the price. We were able to reach an agreement on price that we thought was fair. So that was the turning point.
Okay, so you bought a marina, and then you decided that you wanted to turn it into a brewery and restaurant. Where did that come from?
Well, we thought that we had somebody that was interested in actually starting a brewery here, and a friend of my son's indicated an interest in, he's in the restaurant business, that he would expand and he would open a restaurant, so we thought we would run the marina and collect rent checks from these two entities. Well, then COVID hit, and people were very nervous about COVID, and the business might really, really taper off. So neither of those things happened. So here we were with the property and the buildings. So we just started our own.
So you just decided, we can do this. We don't need somebody to pay us rent.
Kind of.
And do you have any restaurant experience?
None.
And do you have any brewery experience?
None.
Do you have any marina experience?
None.
I'm sorry, I can't give you the job.
Right. So we like to boat, we like to drink, and we like to eat.
These are your qualifications. Wow. So you've gone kind of headfirst into this, and I guess you're really learning on the way, aren't you?
We are, and what we've learned is the key is you need a good brewer, Mr. Butler here. So he basically runs the brewery. He'll tell you it's all him. He does the recipes, he does the brewing. He makes me stir the big kettle as he puts the grain in. So he runs that. We have some great folks, Chef Kenny, Sandra, and wait staff that have come to us. So we feel good, we have a good team. They have experience
That's
in all
key.
These areas that we do not. The brewer, or the marina, not too difficult. We do have a lot of boating experience, so okay. That wasn't too hard.
great.
We're looking to make Colonial Beach like a destination spot. Well, people come down and visit and vacation and enjoy all that, you know, Colonial Beach has.
How long have you lived here?
I want to say one thing. Matt and Casey have already co-brewed a beer.
Here?
Yes.
For the two breweries. So they're selling it over there, right, Matt?
Yeah.
It was one of our four beers that we offered, that we still offer. We have four beers right now. So these guys work very closely together. Mm. We know Ted and Mitzi, and they've been over here, and we go over there all the time. So yeah, we're hoping, and especially with the Dodson development, that's more people in town, and the Sunset Cove development. So hopefully that destination concept, everybody benefits.
Right.
So
right.
That's what we hope.
That's
to have.
Interesting. Well, you're going to have a beers, or maybe several beers that you both brew. Suddenly, we might have sort of a Colonial Beach flavor, or several flavors that are unique to Colonial Beach.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot to be said about using each other's experience to come up with something better than we could come up with by ourselves.
That's cool. That's great. What are you working on now? What are your initial four beers?
Let's see, I guess the collaborative beer that we did at Colonial Beach Brewing was just a hazy pale ale. We have a cream ale, a saison, and an ESB, which if you're unfamiliar is an extra special bitter. It's a style of English ale.
Okay.
Sort of a mild, really malty, kind of sweet.
Okay. Served warm?
Nope. We aren't doing the cask serving yet.
Okay.
Maybe one day.
I know nothing about the brewing process, so is your brewing process any different than the folks at Colonial Beach Brewing?
A little bit. Mostly just in the way that we apply our heat.
Okay.
Is done a little differently.
Okay.
We basically use a more efficient system that uses already existing heat in the hot water.
Okay.
To heat the beer.
Okay.
Rather than using direct fire or elements or steam jackets, we heat water and let the water heat.
So
the
that's
beer. It's sort of an indirect.
I was gonna say, so that's maybe a smoother process or a more subtle process?
It's generally just more energy efficient.
That's the main
thing we get out
okay.
of it.
So
we save electricity.
Okay. So this place has divided up into multiple buildings, which, as you said, Chuck, originally you were gonna have tenants in these buildings and charge them rent. So now you've got multiple structures, and I guess, so the place is divided into the very front building that you see from the road is what you're calling the kitchen building?
This is the kitchen, yep.
And so this is more food oriented, I guess?
Well, you can get food, wine, beer in either
all
building.
The same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is literally the kitchen. All the food prep is done here, and then we have various covered containers, and the staff takes it to the brewery building, which is the larger building near the water.
Right, yeah. This building has the feel of kind of a little pub almost, except for the great views and the windows, where it's sort of a cafe feel in here. You've got the kitchen in the back, you've got a small bar in the front, and then mostly tables around the room. I walked into the larger building, the brewery building as you call it. It's got a definite warehouse feel to it, and that's where all the brewing actually takes place, and you can see the, what are they called, casks? The
kettles.
The kettles, okay. And see the brewing in process. Do you guys give tours or anything like that of how it's done?
Not yet. That could be something we could get into at some point.
I mean, I could see people, especially since, you know, there's that rope across the area saying employees only, and people can look and see the kettles and wonder, I wonder how they actually do it. I know nothing about it. Something to think about for years.
Soon we'll put a diagram up or something that sort of explains the process, just so people can look and see.
And it's a big, big space with high ceilings and lots of space for people to sit in either nooks and crannies or a big bar in the center there, I noticed. It looks like you had some fun with your decorating, didn't you?
We did. We had fun. It took a lot of effort, energy.
It's got a very, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the right word, but a very colorful, summery vibe to
yes.
it. You had fun with the The bar is made out of what looks like an old boat, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it used to be a sailing boat. It competed.
And oh, wow.
It was retired, and then we made it a bar out of it. And all the wood, live edge wood around the bar is your Kentucky coffee wood. Very pretty, but that was
It's all, gorgeous.
Yes, that was all done between all of us working here for the last 2 years.
Has it taken you that long, 2 years? COVID, I know, slows everything down.
Yeah, at least 2 years. I think originally we thought we were going to open 9 months ago.
Okay.
But COVID, contractors are very busy.
Yes.
Good old Jay Camp helped us out greatly. He's done a tremendous amount of work here. And our electrician, Bubba, is from Richmond. He comes up and helps us out. So
all the way from Richmond.
All the way from Richmond. So that smoothed us out. The actual brewery building, it's very interesting. It was built in 1900, and it was the ice plant for this region.
Yeah, the ice house name is actually because it was an ice house.
You're exactly right. It was technically the ice plant, but we thought ice house sounded...
Sounds better.
Sounds better. And we've had a number of people come in and say, I'm glad you kept the name and you kept the look of the building. And then we had one gentleman come in, and we have each of our tables back there has pictures under the epoxy, so there's the history of the building.
Oh, nice. I was going to suggest you do something like that, but you did it.
Yeah, and so one of the pictures, I don't know when it was taken, but it shows the building in the background, and there's a lady with three small children. I mean, it's decades. It has to be many decades ago, and this gentleman said, you see that little boy right there? That was my father.
Oh my goodness.
So you, and a lady came in just recently, the Meltsons, they used to own it. So we've learned a lot, and it's fun talking with these people who've known this property for many, many years.
Wonderful. Yeah, Colonial Beach has a lot of folks who've been here all their lives. We've interviewed several of them for our Porch Talk series, and it's great hearing about when the casinos were here and all sorts of interesting stories.
Well, you've seen the pictures of the boardwalk, how it looked back in the day when the casinos were going. Yeah, it's very cool.
And then the final step is the marina all the way in the back, and it looks like you've built a deck back there. That's going to be outdoor seating, I guess, for the brewery?
Yes, I'm glad you raised that. Yeah, the alcohol control people are fine with us having people. You can't carry beer from here. You've got to settle up here and go to the brewery building. You can buy beer or wine there, and as long as you follow the designated walkway, you can walk out to that big deck out by the pier.
Oh, okay.
So in warmer weather, I assume many people will take their beverage and their food and sit out there and watch the sunset and the boats go by.
Yeah. And is that, I didn't get a chance to look at it carefully, that's attached to the marina or is part of the marina?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. If it is part, it's just you go out on the big deck and then there's a gate, and if you have a slip, you can go out to your boat.
And I saw on your website where you've got some other interesting plans, tiny houses on the water.
Yes, we have two tiny houses, which are small little structures built on a pontoon base. And we have two of those that should be ready. And actually, the property next door, where this blue house is, that's our property, and we'll put a pier in out there, probably 150 feet, we hope. And that'll just be for the two houseboats, and then people can come in by boat to go to the brewery or the kitchen and just spend some time there, tie up their boat, and when they're done, off they go.
Well, one of my favorite things in boating, and I am a boater, is to be able to go to restaurants and places like that, pull up, for a couple of hours, do a nice long lunch or whatever, and then on your way, you don't have to worry about getting a slip for the night or something like that when that's not what you wanted to do.
Yeah, we've had a number of people ask that question. Can we come up by boat?
Yep.
We do have three slips in the existing pier that we're going to keep open, but hopefully we'll have that one up and going by spring.
Anything else out there you're planning?
A couple other things, but I'll tell you in our next interview.
Okay.
As we get, they're too iffy to bring up now, but yeah.
I have to say, I mean, for something that just opened, you guys have a lot going on here. I mean, you've got the beers going, and you've got, I'm sure, Matt, you've got all sorts of ideas of different flavors and things you want to do. You're serving up the food. It's from the social media that I've looked at, it's getting rave reviews. People love the food, they love the atmosphere. That's tough, especially if you're not a seasoned restaurateur, which apparently you're not.
Well, we're not. And again, the key is the people. You know, Matt just stepped in and started brewing, and we just leave him back there in Matt's world, and he does his magic back there. People that you mentioned earlier, when people come in, yeah, they do want to see the equipment. And as you look back there to your left is the ferment room, which is enclosed to keep the temperature. And we take people and let them just and explain it as best we can. If Matt's here, he can explain it in great detail. But yeah, we'd like to, we want a diagram. Here's how it works. You start with this and you add that, and then way down here it's beer. Yeah, people are very interested in the process.
Matt, has it been fun to get in on the complete ground floor of something like this? And I mean, did you help design the works to make the beer?
Yeah, I mean, only a few pieces were already purchased when I took the project over. And
okay.
I just kind of expanded on what was already bought.
And is that fun for you to get in on the ground floor like that?
Oh, yeah. It's good to have a say in the stuff you're going to be using, the equipment. It makes it a lot easier for me just because I know how to use this stuff. So
right.
Just get up and running. There's no learning curve. It's a pretty quick process to get things going.
And how has it gone for you? Are you happy with the stuff you're producing now, or do you feel like there's
ecstatic? I was expecting there to be a couple more speed bumps than there were, but everything seems to be coming out great.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah,
I was expecting you to tell me some speed bump stories, but
Matt's being slightly modest. He, other than the fermenters, he designed the whole thing.
Susan, has it been what you expected, or did you have any idea what you were getting into?
It's more than what I expected. It is, you know, we wanted to have this slow start and kind of get the kinks out, but there's been so much community support that this weekend was really, we were just really busy with everyone coming out, showing us support the first weekend. So it is a lot more than I had imagined.
I should have mentioned at the beginning of this interview that we're recording this on the very first weekend of operation. You've officially been open 3 days at this point.
That's right.
I'm actually surprised that you have the time to sit down and speak with me, considering that's the case.
You picked the best day so far. Yesterday we were very busy throughout the day. We opened at 11:30, and today has not been as busy, so it was a good day to do it.
Excellent. I'm glad I managed that. You're catching your breath now. Do you feel like, I mean, certainly, as I said, people have been saying good things about you on the social media. How do you feel about it? Do you feel like it's a success? Do you feel like there are a lot of areas you want to improve? How do you feel about it at this point?
I think, obviously, there's always room for improvement, but I do think it was a successful weekend.
I mean, you said, when I asked you how do you feel about it, you said it's more than I expected.
Yes.
What do you mean by more? More fun, more work, more everything?
More support from the community. I mean, we knew it was going to be fun. We knew it was going to be a lot of work. But it was just seeing everyone coming out and visiting us the first few days was just overwhelming.
Mm.
To see the support. And I think, you know, we had a lot of local support, and I think we had a lot of support from the surrounding areas as well. So I think social media really helped.
Did you get a lot of customers from out of Colonial Beach?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Because we've been coming here since 2007, so we know quite a few people in
right.
the community. And a lot of the tables, we didn't know anybody at the table. And we would go over and speak to them. And Fredericksburg, a lot of people from
really?
Fredericksburg.
King George.
Yes, yeah, nice. So we did have quite a few out-of-town people, as well as many, many people we know, local people who came to show their support. So it was a great mix.
That's great. And I'm guessing you're having fun so far.
So yeah, far, so good.
As Susan said, it's really way more work than we ever anticipated. But yeah, so far it's fun. Again, the team members, like, they get it. We're just starting. Everybody's got to work hard. And what did Seth say? You can't be looking at the clock if you want to be successful. So it's certainly a team effort. It's really a community effort. You know, we provide the food, the beer, the wine. They come and provide the support.
If you build it, they will come.
So far,
I think that's coming true. And we're already enjoying our repeat customers. You know, our customer right there, Will. He's been here three days already.
Will's right across the street.
Does that make him a lush? Or? I'm sure you'll have plenty of repeat customers. I think more people are spending time at what for some is a weekend or vacation home because of COVID.
Yeah.
You've actually got more people who want to be out of the city and want to be someplace like Colonial Beach, and you're benefiting from that. I mean, normally, you know, January, February are pretty dead times in this town. And I feel like the town is busier than it normally is in the winter months.
Yeah, we feel that way too.
Yeah.
And I'm working full-time. The office is in Alexandria, but we've decided we're not going back to the office concept. So I'm an example of the COVID. I'm allowed to work from here.
So you're holding down a full-time job on top of this?
I am.
Do you ever sleep?
Well, I have to give Susan, she gets up early, goes on the computer, does all kinds of insurance and payroll and things, and I do my day job on my computer until about 4 o'clock, and then come up here and work until 6 or 7, and prior to opening, then we would go someplace and eat, and go home, and go to bed.
Wow.
Do it all over again.
And so... In these early days, what kind of hours are you going to have for opening the business?
We're opening Wednesday through Monday, so we are closing on Tuesdays. We're hoping to open both buildings Thursday through Sunday. So, and then on Monday and Wednesday evenings, we're going to open the front building, what we call the kitchen building, only from.
So on Mondays and Wednesdays, it'll just be the kitchen building?
Yes.
And then everything's closed on Tuesday. And then Thursday through Sunday, you've got both buildings going.
Yes.
Correct.
So get that weekend when you've got all the business. And I'm guessing that anybody can order food or beer at either building.
That's correct.
So it's just a matter of capacity.
Correct.
Which buildings you're opening.
Yeah. All of which is subject to change. You know, if the crowds dictate, we'll be open different hours. If not, we might possibly close 2 days. To some extent, the menu, we'll just evaluate as we go.
And I didn't even mention, you guys are also doing wine. And food.
Yes, we can serve wine because we have a restaurant license here, which allows us to serve wine, and then we have the brewery license there, which allows Matt to brew the beer and sell the beer in either location.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, Chuck, Susan, and Matt, thank you very much for spending some time with us to tell us all about this new venture. I wish you guys the best of luck, and I hope it goes well for you. Thank you for letting me in.
Thanks for coming by.
So I've stepped outside to the front of the Ice House Marina Brewery and Kitchen with Chuck, who's going to give me a little tour.
Well, we're standing right beside Monroe Bay Avenue, and we're looking at the kitchen building, which we had to do quite a bit of renovation. The place had been somewhat abandoned for nearly 10 years, so.
I remember seeing it empty. There was a canvas shop in here at one point.
We're told there was a canvas shop, and the raccoons had pretty much taken over this building.
Oh, dear.
We had to remove them, and again, Jay Camp did a ton of work for us to make sure we had new wiring, and a lot of plumbing was replaced and insulation. The building was totally non-insulated, so it's now much more energy efficient.
And are these windows out front new?
They are not. Those are not energy efficient. They're old-time single-pane windows. So we're thinking about how we put in a second window to kind of give us the double pane.
Because they're great. I mean, from the street, this building kind of pops. Especially now that you've got lights in the windows and everything, that plus the colors you've painted the building really make this pop from the street that people say, oh, that's open for business. Last night I took the liberty of just driving past as I came by, and you know, everything is pretty dark here. It's a marina, not much going on in the wintertime, and then this building just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, that would be Susan. Susan's very much into the decorating, the paint schemes, the lighting, so I will give her credit for all of that.
And then as we walk to what I guess is the end of Madison Street, it dead ends into your new deck.
Yes, we did redo this. It needed to be redecked. And again, Susan loves the lighting, so she put up the lighting and the flower box that we painted, kind of trying to get it a Caribbean feel. We like the Caribbean. We like Jamaica, and that's why we have jerk chicken and pork and stuff on our menu.
And this is going to be a great space, obviously, for folks to sit out and enjoy the views. This is lovely out here. And just a small, very small marina, yep. Which you've only got capacity for, what, 15 boats here?
Well, it's deeded as 22 slips. We now have, about 15 boats in there. And then in the summer, our plan is we'll have a kegerator out here. We're sort of thinking over here. So you can come out here, sit down. You don't even have to walk back in the... Just walk over and somebody will pour you a beer.
Maybe a little barbecue or something out here.
Well, we do plan... I'm glad you asked that. In the summer,
I saw the big green egg sitting there, so I kind of thought...
Yeah, that's Dorothy's. Well, we want to have a weekend special. So maybe one weekend we'll have the shrimp boil. And we've talked with Rocky Denson about maybe bringing his oyster trailer over, and so we'll focus on oysters. So some seafood oriented thing, but barbecue is very popular, so we would maybe have a barbecue weekend and have somebody bring in their smoker and try to have specials like that.
So yeah, you could partner with Rocky, you could partner with Willie, who does some wonderful smoke stuff, and keep it interesting with different events and different cuisines.
Exactly right. And maybe the other breweries, we could invite other breweries to come and set up for an afternoon and let people taste the different beers.
And I see we're at the back of the larger building, the brewery building, and you've got a large garage door back there. So I guess in the summertime, you could just open that up and kind of extend things all the way out here.
That is exactly the plan. There's the garage door here, and we passed some big gray metal doors that I believe are original to the building. But Jay is going to put in what you're looking at, the garage door with the people door. So yes, in the summer, we'll just open it all up.
Excellent. Let's take a walk over to the brewery building, sure. just to get the atmosphere in there. They're just going to step inside here so we can hear the atmosphere here. It's a big open space with kind of a cavernous feel to it, and festive, certainly. More of the lights that Susan has put up.
Yes.
And there she is behind the bar that's made out of an old boat, which is...
That's the old sailboat she mentioned to you.
And then over here, the brewery itself. Matt's World.
Matt's World is back here. So, Ted, this table has the history of the boat that's up over the coal box.
Oh, right.
So that boat was... built probably in the Bahamas back in the 1880s.
Wow.
I don't know how it got to the States, but we have the history of the boat from about 1940, who owned it, what they did with it.
How did you get this information?
Well, the boat belonged to a friend of my son, Joel. Nash is his name. And Nash had it, and it was in his barn. He said, I don't use it. It's just sitting back there. And we explained to him, we're a marina, and you know, it fits in with our whole decor.
Right.
So he said, hey, come get it.
It's yours.
Use it.
But how did you know the history of it?
Well, Nash. Nash's father had quite a bit of history of the boat.
And okay.
So we got them to write it down for us.
Wonderful.
And obviously it had not changed ownership too frequently. So that we were able to get. I mentioned the picture of the gentleman who came in and pointed to this and said, oh, that's my dad.
That's amazing.
So here's the old... ice house back
right.
in the day in the front building.
It's just amazing that you found this stuff. It's really great. You know, you talk about how you've been working on this for so long, but I can see, I mean, you've paid so much attention to detail. You've made this table and put the pictures, collected the pictures, put them in it, and then varnished over it so that it's there forever. Yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, just this little table project is a long process.
It is a very long process. Each one of them has a different theme to it. Okay, this is the sailboat.
And they're made out of old doors.
Yeah, like old doors. So we have quite a few old doors. And Susan did most of this, but, you know, here's the live edge lumber coming in and opening up the sailboat for the bar area. Here's a picture of it in its heyday.
Wow, so this is what is now the bar?
Yep. It, in its lifetime, it was yellow, red, and, as you see now, blue. So this was back in its red days, I guess, and the crew sailing it. Oh, and the sails. There's the sail. This sail.
Those are the original sails.
And
okay.
They also had one other sail that went with it, so we put those up.
Wonderful. Well, Chuck, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun.
Well, it's been fun to talk about it, tell you the history of it.
Yeah.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.